Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We are at NRB in Anaheim, California. It's a wonderful thing to be here because people flit through. You see people, you meet people. And I just met someone who's doing something I consider very important. And now I get to tell you about it, or she gets to tell you about it. I'm sitting here with Mary Margaret Bawden, who lives here in California and who heads up something called Soul to Soul Choreography, Dance Awareness, No Child Exploited. Mary, welcome.
Thank you.
Move your microphone up so we can hear you and tell exactly what this is. When you told me about this, I said, I want my audience to hear this.
Thank you so much. Dance, which stands for Dance Awareness, No Child Exploited, exists for four reasons. The first one is to protect children from hypersexualization in adult costumes, choreography, and music, and to protect the art of dance. The second reason we exist is to create free research-based materials for adults to know about and make informed choices about healthy or harmful dance. The third reason we exist is we want to engage conversations with adults in the culture. So we don't demonize or polarize or shame dance studio adults.
Right, right.
But we give them some time to reflect and then hopefully to change their perspectives about why they're hypersexualizing children. And then the last thing we do is to make people aware of the connection between the hypersexualization of children in dance and the bigger public health issue of pornography.
Well, I mean, the pictures that you have. Now, what is your website?
Website is www.danceawareness.com.
Danceawareness.com.
Yes.
Okay, Dance Awareness, I see right here, danceawareness.com. You've got a few photos here, and I've seen this kind of thing, which is why I'm excited to have you on the program, because it is so sick. And you kind of think, what kind of out-of-touch people? They're just like nuts that they do not see that this is, you know, you call it the hypersexualization of children in dance. We're not even talking about the sexualization, which is bad enough, but this is at a level that you think there's some people who must be so tone deaf that they don't get that they're doing something tremendously harmful. They probably don't mean to, they're doing it. A lot of times parents see it, they don't know what to say. So if they go to your website, which is danceawareness.com, You're equipping them to deal with that.
Yeah, with free materials. Yeah. All the materials we have are research-based.
Yeah.
So when you give people those tools, instead of them saying, well, you're not with it, and you show them outcomes, they're more likely to listen.
Right.
I should tell you, I have a Bachelor of Arts in dance from the University of California at Riverside. I have a master's in worship with an emphasis in dance from Hope International University. I have a secondary California dance credential, and I'm sponsored by the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. The culture is hungry for these tools. I had 166,000 hits on an article I wrote in January of this year. It crashed their website, and when I spoke at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation National Conference last year, my talk had the most hits. So, as far as I know, I'm the only person speaking out on this issue, taking it up. And so my job is to make people aware of these materials so they can talk to their parents, they can talk to their friends, they can talk to church people, neighborhood people, and make them aware that we are in a dangerous place with dance. There's a 58% increase in enrollments in dance studios around the country, and I think I mentioned that they're unregulated. So, Eric, you could open up a dance studio tomorrow.
Sure. Hey, it's a free country.
Right.
And but that the downside is that when the culture has become over-sexualized,
that's right,
people with no discernment. Now, I think it's important to say, you've already said it, but to repeat that you are pro-dance.
I'm pro-dance.
It's your whole life.
It is.
And so you have seen this, and you've got some photos here in this brochure, which I know people can find at the website danceawareness.com, but it's horrifying that little girls are being sexualized. It's just, it's incredibly repulsive. It's awful.
It is.
And I have to say that, you know, you talk about this, you talk about a porn-centric culture.
That's right.
It really is, it's the state that we're in. It's where we are now. And it's one thing when that affects adults, but when it affects children.
That's right.
Obviously, we have to do something about it. So when did you start this initiative, and how can we find the article that you were talking about?
It's on my website.
It is.
And it's actually on the counterculturemom.com website.
Okay.
It was released in January. It's now, of course, March, so you have to scroll down to find it.
Yeah.
But it's all there, and I have all kinds of free articles and research on my website.
Right.
I have professionally produced a four-minute video you can share on Facebook.
Right.
So we have a lot of free things. We have an ebook that talks about the new trend in children's dance, how to choose a healthy dance studio,
right,
how to avoid a harmful dance studio, and the dance studio toolkit, which arms people with the materials to approach dance studios, give them the research, and have respectful conversations. And can I emphasize respectful conversation?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. I think sometimes parents get upset, and the instinct, it would be mine, would be just to walk away because I don't want to have that confrontation. It's not going to go anywhere. But you're helping people to say, look, you're dedicated to dance. You don't want people to stop dancing. You just want them to be
right,
able to communicate, hey, here's what's going on, and you're giving them the tools for that. So if people go to danceawareness.com, they can get all this stuff.
Yeah. And share this information. That's one of the reasons I'm here.
Well, I was going to say that's one of the lovely things about having a radio show and then social media is that everybody listening to this can share this with their friends very easily.
Yeah.
Danceawareness.com is the website. It's important that we share these things because you might not be really good at sharing this stuff with a dance instructor. You're shy, but you know, you may have a neighbor or somebody else who's got kids in the class, and they're just made to do this, but they'll never know about this until
That's
you
right.
share it with them.
That's right.
It's just wonderful. How long have you been doing this now? That's really the only...
Dance Awareness was started in 2016.
Okay.
And God really laid that on my heart. I've been actively involved in my church. I've
right.
led a church dance ministry for 20 years.
I've
written
that.
A book on
well,
church dance ministry.
Forgive me, we're out of time, but I'm just so happy. Mary, thank you. Folks, go to danceawareness.com and be sure to share it. Thank you.